Here we go. Alright, so first. Let's drop some context, yeah? So for the people that are at home watching this, listen to this, however you may get your daily dose of the Book of Bra, we've walked into our establishment today. And
into the studio.
Into the studio. And Mr. Abe here is ridiculously positive, which he never fucking is. So, don't get me wrong. You're a fantastic guy, bruh.
Thanks, man. Good save.
Yeah. Fantastic guy. You're not, girls will fucking love him. Or boys. Lovable character.
Yeah.
However, he's never at 100%.
Rarely, no.
Yeah, very rarely at 100%. But today, candles lit, popcorn ready, mince pies on the table.
Yep. It's good vibes.
JD and Coke.
Good vibrations, bro.
There's Aero on the table.
There is Aero on the table.
And straight away I thought, I'm gonna start recording this, and you're just gonna fucking kill me. It's gonna be one of those sacrifices.
Opposite.
I have a feeling that a video has done really well or something like that.
So last week we said 2023 is going to be a good year for us.
Yeah.
And things are going to go well. I've been fucking busy on TikTok this week.
Yeah. You've been smashing TikTok.
We went semi-viral one of our videos. 314,000 views.
What the fuck?
Nearly 57K likes. 490 comments. 3,533 saves.
What?
I've been fucking busy. It has been fucking mad. We're up to 675 followers. We gained 500 followers over the last couple of days.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Is that why you've been... What?
Bro, it's been coming in thick and fast.
Oh, shit.
Mad. And then the rest of TikTok's been doing quite well because of it, but shit, son.
What video was it?
It was the camel generator one.
Oh, good.
The one where we were like, oh, how many camels are you worth? And then everyone's in there like, I'm worth 73, fuck. I'm worth 65, my girlfriend's worth this.
Damn.
Fucking crazy.
Guy. Oh my God, bro.
It's been mad. Looked at my phone on Tuesday morning and it was on 10K and I was like, oh, sweet, that's the best we've ever done. Looked at lunch and it was like 30K. I was like, fuck my ass. And then like after work, it was 70K. I was like, fuck me. Every minute I looked, it would go up another
K. What the fuck?
And then woke up the next morning, 140K. Over the next day, 200K. Today, 315K, or whatever I just said.
Right, Hey.
It's going to be a good year for us.
That's a good ending to the year.
Bruh.
I mean,
a whole year of doing this, and that's good exposure.
Scrap everything that we said last week. You know what? Six stats, bruh. You have smashed it this week. You've done well.
I've been replying to comments. It's been a lot of fun. Thanks to everybody that liked and shared that video. It's amazing. Like, I did not ever think I would care about going
much.
It's only semi-viral. It's not like fully viral.
By
definition.
But it's over a quarter of a mil.
Bro, we've been trying to get to like 1,000 followers on TikTok and we're nearly there in like a couple of days.
Over a quarter of a million people.
Bruh.
That is mad.
Isn't it?
That is freaking mad.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Who would have known?
I did not think it was going to fucking happen like that.
Who have you told?
I told my sister.
Yeah.
A few people.
Did she believe it?
Yeah. I mean, I got the numbers.
It's semi unfortunate.
No, she was in that video as well.
Exactly. It's semi unfortunate that it was,
Nah. Yeah. It was that bit where she was like 34 and she laughed at you.
Yeah. Fuck, man.
Deep, bruh.
Deep. But mad.
Bro.
Shit. Sick, hon, bruh. Sick.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Well, is there anything you wanted to talk about today, sir?
I do have a little bit. Just to bring the tone down.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Obviously, thank you
now,
for all of that. Thank you for the support.
Now to the serious stuff.
Feels mad. So, yeah, Japan are out the World Cup. Devastated.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, I don't know if you watched, if you remember, but I said in the sweepstake, I got Japan.
Yeah. You've been practicing your ninja moves ever
since.
Yeah,
I learned how to say home in Japanese.
Gone. Give it a go.
I can't remember. It's hard. It's a hard language. But yeah, I mean, I watched that game. It was sick. Japanese football is amazing because it's not like...
I'm like, it's coming home.
Sure.
Something like that.
I mean, you're Asian, so you might just get away with it. But, yeah, like I was watching the game and they don't dive or nothing. Like someone dropped them in the face, they're like, that's my ball. I'm going to go get that ball. Yeah. They run for it. It was mad. It was so much fun to watch.
It was,
and they
actually.
Were, they were like assassins. They were running after it.
Yeah. And, yeah, they were. They done well.
And do you know what? I dreamed a bit too big. I put a £30 bet on,
no way.
On Japan to win the World Cup. 80 to 1. If they had won, I would have got $2,500 back.
Oh, my roughly. God. I mean, for those
you know
odds.
What? For the vibes. For the
vibes. Yeah.
I mean, yes, it was silly in retrospect. But at the time, I was flying high.
I mean,
they'd taken out, they were giant killers. It was literally like that scene in Watchmen, where, you know, in their group stage, it's like, I'm not locked in here with you, you're locked in here with me.
Yeah.
They were fucking taking
out. I haven't watched Watchmen in ages. Jesus.
It's quality, bro.
Great
quality.
Film.
Yeah,
great.
I heard the series is quite good, but I haven't watched that.
I haven't watched the series, just seen the film.
Yeah.
With the big blue dick.
Big blue cack. Multiple big blue cacks. So he can duplicate himself.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
That's a handy skill.
Well, I mean, I was thinking about there's two questions that I wanted to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
First one will tie in nicely with everything that's been going on in this episode thus far.
Sick one.
If Santa had three wishes, as it is the Christmas period, I like your jumper, sir.
Thank you, sir. I like yours.
Thanks, sir. If Santa could give you three wishes, what do you reckon you would ask for? If he was a little fat white genie in a present box,
mm-hmm.
give it a little rub,
yeah,
and then he comes popping out.
Hello.
Yeah not even in the good way.
What are you doing here?
you're early. Yeah, he's very early. A little premature Santa.
Uh-huh.
White stuff everywhere. Snow
happens,
of course,
to everyone.
Snow, of course,
one point or another.
Yeah. What do you reckon? It's a very big question. It's very again very broad.
Yeah,
but I like these broad questions, you know.
We like broad ones. Yeah. So I reckon I'd wish for Japan back in the World Cup.
Well, just to get... Surely you just wish for the $2,500, didn't it?
Nah, it's the winning of the $2,500.
Oh, like,
an Asian team has never won.
Is it?
I was doing research on it the other day. An Asian team has never got... The closest they've gotten was South Korea in 2002. I think it was quarterfinals.
Oh, wow. That's pretty good.
So an Asian team winning would have been a mad thing, bruv.
That, yeah. I mean, considering you are Asian... So
absolutely, exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
It's my heritage.
Yeah, it's your heritage. It makes sense, yeah.
So now, what would I really wish for? What would I really wish for? Fuck, man, I don't know, it's broad.
This is what I'm saying. It's very, very broad.
As you've had time to think about this, why don't you go ahead and hit me with it?
Well, I mean, like I said, it's bringing the tone down a lot. But it'll be the whole starvation thing fucks me off.
World hunger.
World hunger. Easy. Fucks me off. I don't think it needs to exist.
Yeah, it's like a Miss Universe sort of answer.
Yeah, oh my God.
I want world peace.
Oh, yeah. I want world peace. Yeah. Like P-E-A-C-E.
And mineral water for everyone.
Yeah. That kind of thing. Because I'm not sure if I've said this before on the pod.
Yeah.
But I think cheap noodles, you could get them anywhere.
Yeah.
And they're cheap.
Okay.
They are super, super cheap.
Super cheap.
All you got to do is just buy a few million of those,
mm-hmm.
and just dash it over. Just throw them. Because it doesn't matter if they break. Noodles are still nice if they're little noodles.
Uh-huh.
So like why can't you just give everyone noodles? I mean, the nutritional factor is not great.
Yeah.
But
calories.
Yeah. Calories, some sort of nutrients in there.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people have vegetables. So they'll be able to throw some veg in there. Noodles and veg. I feel like I could live on that.
Yeah, for sure.
Isn't it? And I think what? Cheap noodles, you could get them here for 30p.
Yeah.
25, 30p.
Easy.
So on wholesale, you're looking probably 5p, bruh.
God, damn.
5p. And you could feed everyone.
5p is a lot in some places.
Nah.
When you go to Thailand, you can get a full like quality meal for 50p.
Mm.
And it's like, if that was here, it would be £12.
Yeah.
£14.
Well, exactly. Yeah, I know, but that's what I'm saying. So like, you could feed everyone for super cheap. 5p is not a lot.
But you're literally quoting like the UN adverts where it's like, for 5p, you could give a bowl of rice. To a starving child.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Shall I tell my honest...
to see it through.
What do you think of those videos? Those ads?
God, you are just going for it. Okay.
No, no, your honest opinion.
What do I think?
Yeah, your honest opinion about those ads. You be honest, bruh. Be honest. I fucking hate them.
Yeah, I don't really watch them.
Yeah. Like, a lot, like, I mean, got, like, bras and brarettes. What do you think about those charity adverts? Like, it's sad to see, 100%, yeah?
Yeah.
Not obviously disputing that at all. Like I just said, one of my Christmas wishes will be to stop world hunger and all that. Mm-hmm. However, those ads fuck me off.
They do.
They fuck me off.
Well, that would get rid of those ads, bruh. So that's really what this is all about.
Well, yeah.
You get
yeah.
rid of those ads.
And the other thing, what I find mad as well.
Yeah.
And obviously, not throwing shade anywhere, yeah?
Yeah.
But how do those kids not blink when a fly lies on their eye? How do they do that? It's just...
I heard they're animatronic, those kids.
What?
They're just robots. They're just like waxwork figures.
Nah, man, shut up.
That's what I heard.
Are you just saying that to piss me off?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, oh my God. Oh, I was going to believe it for a second there.
Nah, bruh.
But how do they not blink when a fly lands on the... My eyelashes piss me off sometimes.
Yeah, it's true.
And they got a full-on flipping fly on their eye, and they just take it like a champ. Just
that's because they're tougher than you, bruh.
Well, that's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
They don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Don't care about eyelashes, but flies, nothing.
No, they don't, no. But yeah, it does fuck me off, because I feel like it's directed at the sort of working-class people / poor people kind of thing.
Yeah.
Trying to get more money out of us lot. And then, like, realistically, they apparently they could end world hunger very, very easily.
Yeah.
They just choose not to.
They could
do. Even like, I mean, what Elon Musk thing.
Elon Musk said that he... The World Food Organization said that if Elon Musk dedicated a certain amount of his profits, then he could. Do you know what? That's inspired me for one of my wishes. I would wish to body snatch Elon Musk.
Body snatch him?
Yeah, he's in my body, I'm in his body, and I'm going to go for a fucking joyride.
Oh, okay, what would you do?
I don't know.
So, you've taken Elon Musk's body. Yeah. He's shaped like a jelly baby. So you're not going to be going very far.
Hey, we might get him on the podcast one day, bruh.
You know what? Yeah.
Yeah.
I love jelly babies. I love jelly babies so much. So, yeah. Elon, if you ever want to come on, I know I just called you a jelly baby.
He's complimenting your figure.
Yeah. I love jelly babies. Everyone likes jelly babies,
your
man.
Figure.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe not say it so slow.
No, well, yeah. That's the way you said it.
Yeah.
It's just, I slowed it down. Put a beat on it. I don't know. What would I do? I mean, if you got into a body like that, literally, I suppose there's no way of swapping back. Maybe I'd use my second wish to swap back. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go on a complete joyride with Elon Musk.
And what would you do, though? Yeah, tell me, what's your joy?
What would I do? I'd probably start another company. I'd make it like a... What am I going to do as Elon Musk for a day? What am I going to do? I probably...
So he's got... is he that rich, though?
He's the richest man in the world, yeah.
Yeah, but that's in, like, assets and stuff like that. How much disposable cash does he have, I wonder?
Yeah, I don't know. That's the first thing I'd do. I'd sell all of his assets. I'd liquefy everything.
Get rid of everything.
And then I'm cash money. Oh. I'd probably bury it somewhere so that when I'm back to being me, I can go and get it. I can dig it up.
Why wouldn't you just transfer it to yourself?
Because then it's like a trail. Because then it's going to be like, well, I know I sent it to this account.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
But at the moment, he doesn't know any of my bank details. I suppose I don't know any of his either. But when you're Elon, I reckon you can click your fingers and just be like, I want to sell. Sell, sell.
So, yeah, you just go, sell. Yeah. I know this. I've told you a lot. And then, yeah. Apparently he changed his rooms in the Twitter headquarters to actual bedrooms or stuff, something like that.
I would love to do that. If I worked in a company that had nap rooms, Google offices.
No. Not nap rooms, bruh. As in
a bedroom.
Yeah, as in bedroom.
Oh, what, so that people can just sleep and work
fucking
there.
Sacrifice their life, basically, for Twitter.
Ride or die.
The tricky thing is, I feel like Elon, my mate, L.
First name basis.
Yeah. He has that work ethic of you got to fucking smash life out. Just keep working.
Yeah, well, he builds rocket ships.
Yeah, exactly. He's dedicated. Super, super dedicated.
Super.
But not everyone's going to be dedicated to make Twitter last. Really.
I don't know. Twitter is quite like a big thing.
Yeah, but how much
it's
is
a huge platform.
How much is this like very little Asian worker going to get paid for this?
What are you talking about?
Like working
Twitter is all like Silicon Valley.
Is it?
Yeah, white folks.
Okay, but even still, who would give up their life for Twitter and live at their job? That's some serious dedication.
I'd like to work for a company like that.
Would you?
Nah, I'm joking. I'm a big podcaster now. I went semi-viral the other day. What? If you have me in your phones, delete me. I'm a different guy now.
Oh,
all right. Don't act like you know me.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
It's over.
Oh, delete his number.
Big man.
Start again.
BMT. Oh, yeah. I'm not Tom. I'm Abe now.
Yeah. Shit, son.
Shit.
Dang.
Yeah.
Fair. I'm still humble about it. So
yeah, well, you
don't
been,
delete me.
You haven't been living in it for the last 3
days. Yeah.
My ego is inflated.
Yeah, you have kept this to yourself, bruh.
I was like so tempted to tell you the other day, and then I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna wait and get them on camera.
I can't believe those stats. So Elon Musk for a day.
Elon Musk for a day. I don't know what I'd do, but I know when I get there, you know?
Yeah.
I'd have a huge party. That's what I'd do.
I think I'd make a theme.
I'd have like a Gatsby party.
Oh.
I'd rent out Disney World.
Ooh.
Mad party.
Michael Jackson.
Everyone's invited.
Okay.
Next day, bounce out. All the repercussions.
Yeah, see, I mean, I would maybe take that idea, but just make it a little bit more legit. So I'd...
Okay.
Yeah. A party. 21 plus. So not everyone's invited. Don't know what vibe
you're
sure, on.
That's right. That's smart.
Alcohol everywhere.
Really smart.
Mm-hmm. I think I'd open up a theme park. Theme parks are fun. I'm not much. Oh, no. Scratch that. I take it back. I don't like theme parks. I like water parks.
Ooh.
Water parks are gang. A heated water park. Oh, shit, man. Although they might be making one in Manchester, apparently. I'm not sure if it's heated or not. But if it was a heated water park, bro, I'd be there.
Outdoor heated water park.
No, but it's like covered, isn't it? It's
got like an indoor.
An indoor, but outdoor.
Ooh.
Indoor, but outdoor.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be sick, bro. I love water parks. I don't like theme parks. Don't like roller coasters too much. Find them very boring. Like, just... I don't get it. It doesn't make sense.
No.
To me. Water parks, fucking sick.
So what's your other two wishes?
So, end world hunger. Probably, I'd like to be a manager of a water park. I think I'll be down for that, man.
That's cool, man.
Yeah.
Follow your dreams.
Yeah. And then, yeah, for us to do this full time, I think.
Oh, bro, I'd love to do this.
I would just do this full time. Would be like, so we have a studio somewhere that we could just go there, jam, I don't know, drink, vibe all day.
That'd be sick.
And ideas, energy.
Where would we have it?
Oh, where would I have it? I'm not too sure. I don't think I would like that whole central London vibe.
Not like a Shoreditch thing with a big balcony and penthouse.
The parties would be sick, bruh.
They would be,
but do you know how much of a distraction that would be for me?
What do you mean?
Or what? Like so many like instant things around. As soon as you're living in London, there's so many instant things around.
We're not living in London, bruh. We're working in London.
Yeah, which is worse. Like, it'll be good. We could go to the office once a week on a Friday. I don't think, bruh. It won't be good.
To be fair, we wouldn't really need a full thing. Yeah, it would just be a work-from-home thing, doing the editing and stuff like that. So, yeah,
No. We'll have two offices, bruh. We'll have the working office, and then you have the...
Party office.
The party office, yeah.
The real office.
Yeah. But, legitly, like, I don't know, being in... Like, if it was in Shoreditch or whatever, trying to work, and then knowing that you could just go downstairs for a few drinks and stuff.
That'd be sick.
We'll be smashed... It'll be sick, but we'll be smashed all the time.
It would
become
be
raging alcoholics.
Yeah, for sure.
It'll be bad.
Yeah.
It won't plan out well.
That's the dream.
Yeah. What, to be raging alcoholics?
Just go. And for day this, drinkers.
Yeah. That's what will happen. I definitely don't trust us. No way are we trustworthy enough.
Hey, we drink water on nights out now, bro.
Yeah, that's true.
We're mature.
That's true. On Friday, I drank water.
Smart guy.
Yeah, mad. Hangover.
It's amazing.
No hangover, bro.
Water just cures a hangover.
Yeah.
No one knows about it.
Who would have known?
Who would have known?
Water
we did.
Cures a lot.
Cures everything.
So if anyone starts doing it, you're technically copying us.
Hey, you're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome, and you owe us a grand. We'll go with that. We'll go with that. What else would you then, bro?
So I'll double down. I'll say do this full time as well.
Yeah, sick.
That'd be cool.
I've got another question anyway.
Okay.
It was actually inspired by that one over there.
Okay.
What
this
is...
This is always filmed in front of a live studio audience.
Yeah, yeah. There's
in case you're wondering, there's always someone behind the camera.
Tickets are available.
Yeah. Just DM if you want to reply.
Yeah. Yeah. What is your... keeping with the theme, what is your favourite Christmas film?
Ooh.
Yeah.
I think Jingle All the Way.
Bruh,
is yours the same?
Oh my
god! No way!
It's one of my favorite. Jingle All the Way, bro. This
the
is
Arnold Schwarzenegger
I swear
one.
To you, this is exactly what I was going to say. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking Jingle All the Way is so freaking elite.
Yeah.
If anyone says they don't like Jingle All the Way,
it's perfect.
Firstly, you stop following this podcast.
Go.
Delete numbers. We are not those same people. Jingle All the Way is lit. It is fucking crazy.
I watched it the other day. I fucking love that film.
Oh, you've already done it.
Well, I sort of half watched it.
Oh, okay.
It was in the office. It was like at the end of the day, and they were like, oh, should we just put something on? And
Jingle All the Way,
like,
man.
I mean, he's just going on like, Turbo Man.
Turbo Man.
Turbo Man.
Yeah.
Put that cookie down. Yeah.
Get to the chopper. It's different.
Yeah, yeah, same.
Yeah, yeah, same. Yeah.
But yeah, such a good film.
Everyone, and the annoying thing is that everyone wanted a Turbo Man. Was it
a real toy?
No. I don't think so.
Imagine.
Anyway. But oh my god!
I reckon it was probably on par with like when Toy Story came out and everybody wanted a Woody or a Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah, 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 for sure.
And I got that Buzz.
For sure,
I got Buzz.
Did you?
Yeah, I got one.
Damn,
I'm pretty sure he's still knocking around in my loft upstairs.
Ooh.
Which, if Toy Story 3 is anything to go by, hopefully he's having a good time.
He's having a great time up there, probably.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, up there with the Christmas decorations.
You just got to hope that he's not in Spanish mode or something like that.
Hopefully.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He'll come in like, oh, yeah.
Hola, señorita.
I'm at the Ib house. I'll be jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man, I can't believe you actually said Turbo Man, you know.
Love that film.
That was, yeah.
It's perfect. But also watching it, it's like some of the stuff they go on about. Like there's one point where they're being held at gunpoint because they break into the radio station. And
how mad is that scene?
Yeah.
Like, generally, if you actually forget the whole Christmas thing, forget, like, the whole theme of the film.
Forget it.
That is actually very, very bad.
So, like, it's Arnold Schwarzenegger and the...
Schwarzenegger?
Whatever. And, like, the sort of nemesis of the film. And he's a postman. And they get cornered by police because they've just broken into a radio station. Spoilers for Jingle All the Way.
Yeah.
And then the postman pulls out a package and he's like, yo, this is a bomb, everyone get back. Imagine that nowadays.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Like, no way would they get away with that.
Never.
And
at the time, they were probably like, huh.
Yeah.
Never happened.
Yeah, nah, yeah, he's lying, he's faking it. Yeah. He's faking it.
There was a few scenes like that as well. Like, he got in a lot of trouble with the police over the course of that one film.
Oh, ridiculous.
Huge.
I mean,
he's lucky he was in Turbo Man outfit at the end, because otherwise that policeman would
have
just been nicked.
How was... the whole, like, was there a Turbo Man 2?
I don't think so.
There should have been.
Nah, they always butcher it when they do a second one.
They do, but like, as long as you do it correctly, bruh.
But when do they do it correctly?
Yeah.
Name a time they've done it correctly. When it's like a standalone film. I mean, Home Alone 2, sure.
Oh my days.
That was quality.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Turbo Man had the first, like... film being on par with being as good as Home Alone. Close to, maybe not as good, because Home Alone is elite.
It's an old school banger, yeah.
Yeah.
Turbo
Man's not quite there.
Home Alone is like a straight Christmas film as well, isn't it? I feel like it's an all-time of year film. That's always good.
What, Home Alone or Turbo Man?
No, I feel like you get away with watching Home Alone at any time of year, but you can't get over...
Bro, you cannot watch Home Alone any time of the year.
But you could. I'm saying you could. I'm not saying that you should. You're definitely like a kind of an out there person if you were to.
Yeah,
but maybe
fucking
you just
crazy
love it
person.
That much that you just want to see a bit of young Macaulay Culkin just going around doing that CIA stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it is cool what he does, but
gang.
I don't know. I think we've all
dreamt about, you know, just setting up traps around.
Oh
our
my
house.
God, yes, 100%.
And then,
what would your first trap be?
Ooh,
your first trap that you'd want to.
First trap. I would probably...
You can spot someone on your drive, having a look.
Yeah.
You know that they want to come in, and they think, oh, shit, I'm about to get burgled. But you're, like, 9 years old.
Okay.
So your hands were, like, the size of a penny.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'd probably set up something above the doorway, so that when he opens the door...
Old school.
It, like, covers him in... I don't know, I'd mix some cleaning products and hope that it makes one that's deadly.
Oh shit, what? And you're doing an acid drop?
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
I know,
bro.
Now that I've said it out loud.
Oh my god. That is savage. You've gone straight fucking.
He's an intruder. I don't know what he wants.
Oh my god.
I mean, these days, you know, they might not just be
you're
after.
You're a 9 year old kid or something, bro.
Yeah, but he might be after me, bro.
Shit.
He might be after me.
After that their little white booty.
Right, right after I mustard gas him, he's not going to be able to do shit.
Yeah, I guess so.
I did go quite far with that. I mean,
yeah,
but realistically, my house is not as big as the Home Alone house. That house was massive. He has a little bit of territory to like work with.
And my
house, once you're in one room, you're in.
you're
like, there's only so many places that I can run and hide. Like, I don't have a zip line going out into the treehouse. No. I don't have all these. It's not like COD Zombies where, you know, you can loop around this bit and like run them around.
Oh, I can't remember the one where it has that sort of, I don't know what you call it, the caddy. That goes like up and down.
Oh, the laundry chute.
No, not the laundry. Like, it's got that kind of like, I don't know what you call it. Like,
is it like the old school thing with the kitchens where they used to like,
reel it up and stuff like that. Yeah, you don't have that.
No, I don't have any ventilation shafts.
No, you don't have that.
Once he's in this room,
he's pretty much infiltrated.
He's almost touched me. I mean, I'm one room away.
Yeah.
One corridor, one room.
Yeah.
Somewhere. How many traps can you make? I mean, maybe a little paint thing going down the stairs.
Yeah, paint thing, yeah.
Maybe
marbles.
Maybe another load of acid or whatever I can put together.
Shit, man. You really want to acid someone?
I don't have much time. He's there. He's on me. I can like smell his. He's fucking coming in. He stinks of alcohol.
Bruh.
Yeah.
Dang. Well, why does he stink of alcohol?
I don't know. I get that vibe.
Oh, okay.
He's breaking into my house on Christmas.
I think I'd go. First thing I'd do.
Oh, yeah. You're like an engineer. I feel like.
No. You got to think petty. You ain't got much time.
You've got to think petty.
Yeah, you got to think petty. you got to be petty about this sort of thing.
Just going to go straight for a nut shot.
Just irritate. No, just things that would irritate him. So, okay. I don't know, like tacks. Just throw loads of tacks on the floor.
Baby shark on the speaker, top volume.
Just babies crying. Oh,
psychological
my God.
Warfare.
Yeah, isn't it?
You're an Alcatraz now, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. You just come in and I've got fucking makeup like...
Welcome to the Thunder.
Yeah. I've been waiting for you to come in. I had a feeling.
I've been cheering for this my whole life.
So loads of tacks on the floor. So when he tries to step... No one wants to step on tacks.
No one.
Even if you have boots on and stuff like that.
It's not ideal.
It's not. Because then you're going to sound like a tap dancing master.
Yep.
And you might just slide around everywhere.
Yeah, you might hurt your foot as well.
Yeah, you might hurt your foot. It's not, and unless he's like a super long jump, you know, whatever that long jump guy is, unless he's that guy, he's stepping
and
in.
And he's
tacks.
Just not that guy. It's
he's
very
not
unlikely
that,
that he is that guy.
And I would like to think that I'll be able to set up some sort of electric. I know what I'll do.
Or you're going
to
do like a Hunger Games thing.
What's that mean?
You know, like in the second one, she rigs up the beach to just electrocute everybody on the beach.
Yes. Yes, that's what I'll do. Yeah, I'll try and flood the place straight away.
Oh, that's smart.
Flood it. Mm. Just flood. Just go
straight
just,
flood.
Just loads of water on the floor, and then I'll just be standing at the. So if this is your house, I'll be standing at the. I'll be sitting on the stairs.
Yeah.
Like a fucking bad man.
Yeah.
And he would look and be like,
"Sup?
Oh, I'm here." And I'd be like, "Oh, I'm here." And then he steps into the water.
And then you like drop a toaster down or something.
Yeah. Yeah,
easy.
He's gone.
I mean, it might not kill him either.
No, just give him a zap.
What if he gets back up?
Just that.
Second toaster.
I'll teabag him.
Nice.
Just he'd wake up and there'll just be a big set of bars on his
big
chin.
Big set of bars.
Yeah. So something like that. Anyway, something like that.
Nicely done. Excited for the England game this Sunday.
Is it coming home, bruh?
It bloody well might be. Bloody well might be. Listen, if there's anything I hate...
See how you're... Why
I don't know,
you...
it's just the lads. It's the mentality. It's the mob mentality.
You got into Cockney mode. All right, lads.
Right, listen.
Yeah. All you got to do...
The only thing...
Five up front, two in the middle, one at the back.
Seven up front.
Yeah.
Three, keep
the ball in that
there.
Net.
Yeah.
Go.
Right. Only thing I hate more than the French is spending time at home with my wife and kids.
Yeah.
So if we lose this game, I don't know what I'm going to do. Because I'm going to have to go home and I'm going to have to see them.
Yeah, I'm going to...
And that means that my time with the lads is over. Right?
Yeah.
We only get this every 4 years, lads. 4 years.
Bro, you know what? Yeah, people probably think like that.
They probably do.
Which is fucking nuts. Apparently, domestic violence goes up around World Cups.
That's fucked, you know.
Apparently so. Apparently so.
Do you know what? If they win and it goes down, that's crazy statistic.
Apparently, even if they win, domestic violence still goes up.
Have you been watching Welcome to Wrexham on Disney Plus?
No, I have not watched
it. It's that series where Rob McElhenney and Ryan Reynolds buy a team in Wales.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And minor spoiler for that, but I don't think it's too big a deal. So there's one episode where they go on about football hooligans. And I learned quite a lot. Apparently, it talks about the history of them. Yeah. Apparently, a lot of the time, they organize a space to go and just beat each other up.
Yeah.
Which I think is a great idea.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to do it, don't do it in town.
Have you not watched like Green Street or nothing like that?
Yeah, I have, but I thought that was all inflated. I didn't think it was actually like that.
Oh, right.
But one of the people that you meet, like you meet a few of the people from the local town, and one of them is this woman who said like, oh, I was applying to be a detective in the police. I never thought I'd get it, but I went through the interview process. It all went really well. They called me in. I smashed the exams. I was doing all this. I never thought I could do it, but they wanted to offer me the job. And then you go and meet her boyfriend, who's like this football hooligan who got nicked for this and that. And then she goes, during the vetting process, they found out that I was dating him.
Oh.
And I didn't get the job because I was associated with him. Oh, I was like, that is mad, bruh.
That is deep.
Isn't it? I was like, you poor girl, you're so much better than that. And then it cuts to a bit where they're like sat down on a bench and he's like, oh, season ticket's coming out soon. And she goes like, but you're banned. He's like, yeah, but if I don't get a season ticket this year, I might not get a season ticket next year, and I won't be able to sit with the lads.
She's like, you can't go.
But you can't go. Yeah, but I understand what you're saying. But like, if I don't get one this year and they go up, then I can't sit with the lads. And she's like, so you just can get one? He's like, but the lads, babe. can't sit with the lads.
What the fuck?
I'm going to have to kiss and hug some random stranger when we score, but I like these lads. These are my lads. Obviously, you didn't say all that last bit, but yeah, shit. I was just like, it's crazy how much
crazy, but there's some sort of sense what you're saying though, you know. There is like,
there's not enough sense to warrant buying a season ticket when you can't go to the game.
Yeah, but then imagine if they did go up.
Yeah,
you will have to sit with strangers.
I don't understand.
That'd be one of the shittest feelings ever. I mean, yes, my team's got up.
I mean, how much?
But I got to sit with Raj and freaking Ting Tong.
So you're telling me with all. You're telling me with all like the chaos that happens during football games, you'd be like, "I'm sorry, lads, I can't sit with you." Like we can make all these noises at the players, little monkey noises, whatever. We can drink, we can go nuts, we can throw flares at each other. I'm sorry, lads, I haven't got a seat next year. I just can't do it. I can't stand next year, can I?
No, but
it doesn't make any sense.
No, but the tick. Have you been to a football game?
One.
Yeah, the ticketing process is very regimental.
So it's like the one organized bit of the football,
yeah, and
it's the one rule that they actually listen to.
Yeah, and you can't. Yeah, and you can't.
Sure, I'm gonna throw beer. I'm gonna go outside. I'm gonna scrap. I'm gonna turn this town over.
Yeah, but
you got to respect the seat number.
You can't go against it. Yeah, you should see them at cinemas, bro.
<It's> ridiculous.
They're fucking legit.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, but bro, imagine like trying to kick off, and then you've got Granny Pat next to you. You've got the local Chinese man. You got Raj at the shop there. And you're not going to look that fucking hard, are you?
How much do you love the game?
You got Harry Potter next to you. It's not going to go down, is it?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, you need to be with the lads.
Yeah, yeah.
What is life about lads?
Yeah, it's kind of true.
Yeah.
Kind of true.
Yeah. What if Millwall turn up and I'm not with the lads?
Yeah.
What's
Harry Potter going to do then?
Nothing. He's going to get wrecked.
Yeah, exactly. Harry Potter's going to get wanded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to get Expelliarmus right up the wall.
Yeah. All over him. You're saying that
mad though. That's mad.
It is, but I kind of understand.
Do you know what? Hey, listen. Tomorrow, the third microphone is coming along.
Ooh.
If you're a big football lad,
let's go.
Come along. I mean, I'm sure that there's a lot of stuff that I don't understand. I'm naturally very biased.
Yeah.
But that whole conversation we just had is mad.
It is mad.
It's mad.
Yeah, it is.
That's
it
some
is
very mad. Silly goose stuff.
Oh. Throwing that out there.
Bro, watching last week's episode and like editing it, seeing how much we swear, I was like, my word.
I know.
We've got some putty mouths.
Yeah, I have tried to be a little bit more like swapping fucking with flipping.
That's good, man.
Just those little...
We should make up some new swear words.
How do you make up a new swear
word? You know, instead of saying like, oh, he's a massive C word. We could just be like, oh, he's such a Teddy Flumpkins. You know, something like that. Yeah, but just like something like cute and cuddly, just to like disarm it. And you know that it means C word.
It'll throw him off though, wouldn't
but
it?
But he's a Teddy Flumpkins.
He's a cotton-headed ninny muggins. One of those ones.
I mean, that. Yeah. Do you say cock-headed ninny?
No, cotton.
Cotton.
Cotton-headed ninny muggins.
I don't feel like you can say cotton anymore. Imagine if I said
you can say cotton.
Imagine if I said it about a black person. And then he's like, cotton what? And he's like, no, I called you a ninny muggins. And he's like, what? What? It's like,
it's from Elf.
I know
Elf.
It sounds it's racist, from but Elf, we made it bro. Up.
Everyone knows it's from Elf.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I didn't know
it's like, he's a cotton-headed ninny muggins.
Do you know what? When I was working at the college, a couple of the students asked me, what team do you support? And I went, Arsenal. And he went, oh, so you're a gooner, sir. And I didn't know what it meant. So I went, I'm a what? And he was like, you're a gooner. And like, no one was reacting. So I was like, it sounds like you just insulted me in public during this lesson.
I don't know what you said.
Called me a gooner. You called me a gooner, yeah?
I'm going to take that.
Call me a gooner. Someone hold me back. Hold me back. That's like the level of aggression that I had. And then I was like, a gooner. And he was like, yes, a gooner. And then like from his reaction, I was like, I feel like this is a football thing. Wrong, so I'm just going to bring this
tone,
down.
Yeah.
And I'm going to let you live.
Wrong
but,
vibe.
But I mean, that was almost really embarrassing.
Yeah. It sounds like you judged it very wrong.
Yeah. I went in there like, do you want to go? And he's like, no, gooner. So that's what I'm feeling like. Cotton-headed ninny mulling. I can't even say it.
Yeah. It's a very tricky one.
Cotton-headed ninny
muggins.
Muggins.
Yeah. It was the whole thing of
let's do it. Let's do it.
Yeah. All right. Next week.
Hey, all you ninny muggins and Teddy Flumpkins.
Yeah.
Like and subscribe. And
yeah. We like you. Off the cuff type of people.
Off the cuff.
Yeah. You know who walk on the road, who don't walk on the pavement, who crosses the road without pressing the button.
Okay, we're going a bit far now.
Matt.
Yeah, I don't know where we are.
Anyway. Yeah. I was looking at the news. As 2022 is coming to a wrap.
It is coming to a wrap. This is currently what date is it today? The 6th, 7th?
It is the 7th.
7th of December. Very good.
7th of December, the year is coming to a wrap. And what one thing that I thought would be quite interesting is who so they've released 2022 Google most the most Googled things.
Ooh.
Who do you think and keeping in tone with what you've just been talking about, not that you know football anyway, but
okay.
Who like what would you think the most Googled person is?
Mbappe.
Is that is that just because you know that name?
Yeah. I know Loftus-Cheek as well.
That's not a real name, is it?
I know, that's what I say. Every time I hear that name, I'm like, that's not real. He made that up.
What? Is that a footballer, is it?
Yeah.
Loftus-Cheek.
Something like that. Yeah, Loftus-Cheek. I don't know. who's the most...
I'm pretty sure this is a footballer.
Gareth Bale, maybe? No. Ronaldo? It's got to be Ronaldo.
No. It's Mason Greenwood.
Oh, what'd it do?
No, he's just the most Googled name. Second being Johnny Depp, fair. Which is mad. Nice. Which begs to think, what did this Mason Greenwood guy do to beat Johnny Depp?
He?
I don't. He's a footballer. Yeah, he's a footballer. And then third is Will Smith.
Oh,
which makes sense because didn't he do that slapping the shit out of someone this year?
Yeah, he slapped the shit out of Chris Rock.
Yeah, that happened this year. So this Mason Greenwood thing, he must have done a hell of a lot. And then
Mason Greenwood. I'm going to Google that right now.
And then just thinking about it because we just mentioned his name, Johnny Depp.
Yeah,
that. I didn't even know that apparently he said to that Amber Heard chick,
yeah,
like, oh, don't worry about the 11 million. You keep it. I know you don't have any money.
What a classy boy.
What a great guy.
Yeah.
Great guy. But then she's now counter suing him for everything to be expunged or whatever. She's trying to bring it back up. She must be running out of dough.
I mean, how many times can he let her off the hook? Really?
What would you say was the most Googled film this year?
Most Googled film has got to be Avatar.
No, not at all.
Oh, Maverick.
That is up there. That is up there. Good guess.
Hang on. Before we go on.
Oh, Mason Greenwood.
Mason Greenwood is due to face trial of allegations of attempted rape, assault, and controlling and coercive behavior in November
2023. Oh, dang. In November 2023?
Well, that's when his court date is set.
Fucking a year's time.
What's he been up to?
Oh, I think that's what he's been up to, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, mad.
That's the most Googled thing.
Yeah, okay. Why are people more interested in that?
I've never even heard that guy.
A bunch of weirdos. You lovable weirdos.
Yeah, you Teddy Flumpkins.
You cotton-headed
Nemos. You can influence. You football Teddy Flumpkins. Yeah.
The most Googled film is Encanto.
Oh, hell yeah.
Gang.
Yeah.
I don't care about Bruno. No.
That
is something like
that. That's nothing like that. And I can tell you that it's not, because that was my number one on Spotify.
Go on then. How's it going then?
Fuck's sake. It's like, we don't talk about
Bruno. Oh, that's the one. We don't talk about Bruno.
It was my wedding day. And all that shit.
I listened
to it 26 times, apparently.
Damn, bro.
It's catchy as hell,
Fucking catchy as hell.
I'm not even ashamed.
No, you should be. No. Fly that flag, bro.
Yeah, and then I think I had one cool song after that. And then I had Pressure, also Encanto.
You really like Encanto?
I mean, the film itself was aight.
Oh, I loved it.
The
great
songs
film.
Were fire, bro.
Yeah.
They were blood fire.
Next film being Batman.
Fair.
And then Uncharted.
Okay.
So it's kind of like,
And Maverick was up there, was it?
Maverick was top 10.
But it wasn't above Uncharted.
No, it went Encanto, Batman,
Google,
Uncharted.
Sort out your analytics. There's
Thor,
no way.
Love and Thunder.
Sure.
Black Adam, then Top Gun.
Ooh.
Which is
no Avatar.
No Avatar.
I suppose it's not out yet, but
yeah,
still.
Exactly. Yeah. In 2023, it's going to be up there.
Yeah. What else you got?
And then top searches. This is jokes.
Oh dear. I can only imagine.
This is jokes.
We love a jokes ting.
Wordle being number one. How? Cool. Yeah, which kind of makes sense. Everyone does Wordle. And then World Cup and Queen Elizabeth.
Makes sense. Makes sense.
But even in there, Mason Greenwood, man, people are really liking this guy.
But
not for the right reasons, but
I heard he was a good prospect, honestly. He was the next Thierry Henry.
Oh, there's loads. I didn't even think about scrolling. Shit, son.
It's a scrolling thing.
Yeah. The top 10 questions. Is the Queen dead? When's the Queen's funeral?
Mm-hmm.
Why is Russia invading Ukraine?
Good question.
Where will the Queen be buried?
None of your business.
How old is Diana Ross? What happens when the Queen dies? She stops breathing? Fucking idiot. When is Father's Day?
Okay, cool.
When does the World Cup start? And what is NATO? Waste of time questions.
Father's Day, I think that's a bit sad because it just shows that it's the most forgotten one.
Yeah, you know what, yeah? On that thing that's been going around on Insta lately of that Jeremy Kyle show of that guy who says that he was getting sort of like beaten up by his chick or whatever. And he got locked in the room, and he then had to jump out the balcony and stuff like that, and he hurt himself and whatnot. And the crowd on the Jeremy Kyle show were just laughing their heads off. And Jeremy Kyle actually done a very nice thing and was just like, "I don't get why you lot are laughing, because if this was the other way around, it would be totally fucking different.
Yeah.
If it was a chick that was being abused and had to jump out the window, that you lot will be saying, oh, he needs to be locked up, blah, blah, blah. But just because it's happening to a man, you lot laughed." And a lot of people don't see it either.
That's disgusting. Obviously, not you lot, because our listeners...
Yeah, aren't those type of people.
Do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but it is mad how...
It is mad. It is mad.
Men... Male abuse? I don't know, however you say it.
Yeah, yeah.
Gets kind of forgotten about.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man.
It is mad. I mean, I've never watched Jeremy Kyle thing in my life.
Have you never watched Jeremy Kyle?
He annoys me so much.
He does.
You know?
He does.
The way he's just like, you know, he just digs into these people. Obviously, they want to get on TV a little bit,
of course.
But then, naturally, he digs his heels in so hard. So he's like, "You're a disgusting human being.
Yeah,
you know what you did is wrong." Even though, like, most of the time, it's not even that bad. And then a lot of the time, they go like, "Oh, you know, you're not the father or something." And he's like, "So I know I said all that, but I stand by
but
it.
I see, yeah,
you
yeah,
are
yeah.
a disgusting human yeah. being." And yeah. then they pipe up, and then he's like, "Oh, yeah, you're a big man now, are you? Well, you've got like 2 7-foot bodyguards behind you squaring up." You're like, yeah, you want to do something?
Yeah, yeah.
Jeremy's like, oh, do you want to do something?
Now,
you're a big man now, yeah? Yeah, you weren't a big man when you had to take responsibility for your family and your wife. And then it's like, Jeremy, if you got those two to sit down, you would die.
You okay?
I hate Jeremy Carl.
Yeah, I know. You really went. I really don't like. Got him. Really got passionate. Though,
I mean, it's no joke that two people killed themselves after going on it.
No, yeah, no, I heard that.
If it's
as well,
I don't know if it's definitely one.
At least
two.
One. At least.
Yeah, bad guy. He's a Teddy Flop guy.
Yeah. You got any news for us, bruh?
I do actually. Let me just bring it back a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Change the tone a little.
Also,
bit.
It's time to be real. Actually, it was time like
it was about 11 minutes ago.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it right now.
Okay. Oh well, if you're gonna do it, then
yeah,
I'm gonna
we'll do it
at
each other. Yeah. Well, this is fun. This is fun.
Hey, look at us. Oh, hey. Look at us.
Hey, yeah. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, I'm ready. I'm doing it.
Right, I'm doing it.
Cool. Okay. Mine's kind of blurred.
Mine's kind of blurred, but I'm going with it.
Yeah. Oh wow, I look good in your one.
Be real time.
It's time to be real.
Oh, that jumper's fantastic.
Thanks, man.
Fantastic.
I have a very diverse Christmas jumper collection. Yeah. But anyway, going on to my weekly news. So, happy birthday, Jonathan.
Hey?
He is the oldest land animal. He's 190 years old.
What the?
He is a subspecies of the Aldabra giant tortoise.
Oh, I was gonna, that's minor. That's nothing.
He was born in 1832.
What?
On the 2nd of December, I think it was, he turned 190 years old. They had a three-day-long birthday party for him. And then at the end of it, they had a market and a cake made up of all his favourite vegetables. And he's the oldest
animal
ever recorded.
Like female turtles or something like that.
I bet they definitely got some turtles in.
What's his name? Jonathan.
Jonathan.
Oh, it's Jonathan's birthday. Let's get some... I know, some sort of tortoise.
Yeah, Keisha and Becky in here.
Yeah. Get Keisha, Becky, get all them holes.
Yeah.
And all these snacks, yeah. Oh, okay, that's pretty cool.
Happy birthday, 190. Jonathan.
Yeah, big man, Jonathan. Go on in.
Big man thing.
I wonder is he the oldest? What did you say he's the oldest?
He's the oldest ever recorded living land animal.
Shit. So there's a chance that there might be, I don't know, Frederick the tortoise out there thinking, 190? I'm fucking 210.
I think, yeah, maybe.
Why is this guy getting all the...
I know jellyfish are, like, pretty much immortal.
Is it?
Yeah, jellyfish, they...
Holy shit.
They're pretty much immortal, yeah.
Fuck. Really?
Yeah, mad. I'm not going to fact check that, but... I'm going to say it with confidence. Right. So don't check it.
No, don't check it, guys. Don't be that guy.
Don't be that guy. Yeah. It's more fun this way.
Okay, question time, bruh. This is... you ready for this? This is where it gets tense, man.
I think I am ready.
This is where it gets tense. Yeah, now that we're over 250,000 views on something, whew.
That's exposure, baby.
Yeah. All right. So, dear the Book of Bra, firstly, this first line just fucking baffles me. After 30 years of no sex from my wife, I've fallen for someone half my age.
It's about time.
30 years of no sex.
30 years, fam.
Shit.
That's a very long time for those of you that don't know.
Madness. So, dear the Book of Bar, after being starved of
famished.
I'm malnourished from not having sex for 30 years by my wife. I have fallen for a woman half my age. The lovemaking is so incredible. This is an old boy. It hasn't said this. You know it's an old boy because he's saying lovemaking.
Yeah.
He's not saying smashing the fucking back
Rumpy
doors.
Pumpy.
The lovemaking is so incredible that I'm desperate to leave home and marry my lover, but I'm old enough to be her father. I'm 63. She is 31. My wife is 64. Is a kind of woman, but never enjoyed sex. To her, it was an unpleasant task necessary for procreating. Once our children, now 34 and 32, had been born, our sex life disappeared to nothing. As I love my wife and we get along as friends, I accepted that this as my lot in life. But I miss intimacy and feeling loved. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, you're right, man. You're right. Look, even...
That's crazy. 30
years. 60 is not old.
Nah, you ain't done.
Nah, nowhere near done.
I mean, and also her being 30, I assume the worst. I thought we were going to be talking about a 20-year-old ting.
Nah, yeah. She's old enough to make a decision for herself.
She's been through it.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, she's got some miles on her.
Yeah, so
Don't take that in a negative way, any 30-year-old yeah. ladies watching. I don't mean it like that. I was just for the banter. Just for the banter. Just for the bands. Studio audience, nearly flipped the nearly flipped the table there.
Yeah, shit, son.
My bad. I think...
They need to have a conversation first, the dude and his wife.
Yeah.
But realistically, he's not going to go back to
it. Sounds like she's a bit of a Sheldon-type character, you know?
Yeah.
She's like, do you want to... Do a fluid exchange and make a baby.
Yeah, yeah, that time. And you're not going to go back to that.
You ain't going
to
touch his body unless you're wearing gloves.
Yeah, that's some sort of madness.
That is, I don't know.
Communicate first, I'd say. Communicate first. But realistically, you know you're not going to go back to your wife. You're smashing a 30-year-old, and then you've got your 64-year-old at home.
Bro, you're starving as well. Hungry people do mad things. You know?
Yeah, you're hungry.
You don't go shopping when you're hungry.
Yeah, you're hangry, son.
Yeah, you're in poverty.
Yeah, so, carry on smashing.
I know we shouldn't be like, yeah, cheating on your wife.
No. Cheating on your wife
but she starved you.
It's terrible. No. Hey, legitly, yeah?
Yeah.
Legitly.
Legit.
Communicate.
Serious now.
Communicate, yeah. But carry on smashing her doors in. You deserve sex. And if anything, it's technically a little bit of her fault. Unless she has some sort of medical condition. Like if she has some sort of medical condition where she can't actually have sex or something like that, or, I don't know, they just don't get turned on, one of those things. Because I know there's people out there that
there
are like that.
A bit like that. Yeah.
Communicate with her, and she might be like, you know what? Do it.
She might be like, you know what? If you're happy and I don't have to do it, then do it.
Then do it. Yeah, she might be down for it.
And that's called having your cake and eating it. And it's probably not going to happen. But,
the chances are slim.
Bruh.
Give it a go.
Give it a go.
Give it a go.
Give it a go.
Yeah.
Hey, we just advocated cheating there.
No, not...
Look at us.
Yeah.
Hey, comment down below. What do you think?
Yeah, what do you think?
What do you think? Don't judge us. Judging him. What do you think?
This is actually quite a good. This will be for you.
Oh,
this will be.
I did write in, so maybe this is my.
This might be. No, it's not you though. So, dear the Book of Bra, I feel all alone. I feel so lonely since my son has flown out the nest and gone off to uni. I can't stop crying. Spend hours moping around the house. I've tried so hard to think about the positives. For years, he has been growing up and becoming more independent, and I know. Moving away to study is simply last chapter of the process. I'm a 51-year-old single mum, and my son is 19. We've always been close and share the same sense of humour. The silence in the house is deafening, and everything reminds me of him. I didn't move out. When I went to uni, I didn't move out. So,
Were you quite close, like commuting in?
Yeah. I went to Kingston University, so it wasn't too far.
I did move out.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. This is for you, bro.
My sister took a get. I was going to say, because when at the start you were like, I'm so lonely. I'm ever so lonely. I just thought you'd like, look at this sad guy he wrote in this.
You're so lonely, bro.
Yeah. Look at you.
Looking all happy and
positive,
shit.
But yeah, like 300,000 likes on TikTok. That's the only time I've seen you smile.
It's kind of true. So yeah, mad.
It's a mad
too. Yeah. How did your parents feel when you moved out?
They cried. They cried.
Did they actually?
Well,
it's actual tears.
Like real, actual
real tears.
Like down the face, dripping down the cheek.
Shit,
tears. Sister moved out at the same time. So like, she took a gap year. So we both left on the same day, same time. So it was just like house empty, done.
Oh shit!
It was just like, you know, the wind's blowing like.
Yeah, there could have been tears of joy.
Well, they said there were tears of sadness. It was quiet. Okay. And it's a massive transition from
huge
us being there all the time to just like seeing 3 months.
Yeah, yeah.
And
maybe,
then
not.
We moved all our stuff out. You got all these empty rooms now. I reckon that must have been very like impactful.
Yeah, definitely.
And now obviously they're great and they got in their flow. But I think for a little while.
Yeah.
And also moving away from uni, I did not like it. I did not like it for the first...
Oh, did you not?
No, for the first month or so, I had massive homesickness.
Oh.
And then I was just like, I've just got to stop being a
little bitch.
Ninny.
Oh, shit.
Ninny.
Cotton-headed ninny muggins.
Yes, need to stop being a ninny muggins. And then I needed to just make some friends, find my people.
Yeah.
Just firm it for a little bit. And then it ended up being really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, it was kind of scary because obviously, you know, being away for maybe a camp or something like that.
Yeah,
but
it's different, isn't it? Yeah. So, I mean, like you're 51, you're single, download some apps. Golly. You now got the place to yourself.
It is time.
It is time to spread those legs open those doors and let someone in.
Knock, knock. No, that was...
knock, knock, someone's coming.
I mean, massive transition for you as well, but you just got to find your flow.
Yeah.
If you're single mum, golden age.
Go, man.
Golden age. I know a 61-year-old guy who starved.
Yeah, he's starved.
Famished.
Yeah, we could try and put you in contact with him if you want.
Please, sir, can I have some more?
Yeah.
Like, he is gagging for a bit of food.
Yeah, he will be smashing everything.
Nom, 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 nom.
If you are after something, he is hungry.
Yeah, DM.
Jump up onto that buffet and let him fucking go for a field day. Yeah. I think that's fair. Get on the dating apps. Yeah, enjoy life. Walk around naked.
Butt naked.
Yeah, just you know, titties flying everywhere.
Ooh, not the season for it though. It's very cold.
Very cold, but they might have money and they might have the heating on.
Yeah. Get a nice dressing gown. That's always an investment.
All right. Well, yeah. That's it for question time. I think if we were Cupid, we could probably do some sort of hooking up thing here.
Guys, bro, that'd
be sick.
Bro, if we keep on going viral, then we could semi-viral. We should set up a dating app. Bro.
Oh my god.
Imagine that. And it's only like the Book of Bra fans.
Yeah. We could do like a sex party.
Yeah.
Just without the sex, because I don't want to see so much dick.
Yeah, we could do a no touching sex party.
Yeah. Just get to speed dating.
Like a little club night thing would be really fun. It's hella spenny. We've talked about getting a float at Carnival.
Yeah,
obviously, that's a long way off.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we should definitely have some sort of gathering.
Yeah, we should have a Book of Bra gathering.
We should. We absolutely should. Yeah. Thanks for all the...
Go.
Thanks for all the support. Thanks for all the views. Man. I mean, we've been doing this a year now, and we've seen good gains. We've learned a lot. Hopefully, that's reflecting what we've been putting out.
Yeah.
We hear good feedback, but, you know... That's from friends and family and people that love us anyway.
We take it on board.
We do.
And now look at us.
Hey, look at us.
Look at us now.
Him, me, and also you. So if you've enjoyed this week's episode, make sure that you...
comment, like, subscribe.
Comment, like, subscribe. And also...
Share.
Show some gratitude. Share some good vibrations. This week has been good vibrations for us.
All round.
Let's get it round there.
Yeah.
I hope you have a good week. I hope that England beat France in the football. I hope that your Christmas jumper is sexy on Christmas jumper day. I hope you're looking like hella saucy. Anyway, signing off.
So,
peace.
Peace and love.